There are stories stretching from Kupriana to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. History. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. There's the sense that you've entered a different land entirely once you head past Packer Spit in Uganic Bay, skiffing away from the exposed capes and entering the protected waters of what the chart calls the East Arm, but what locals know as Mush Bay. The warm green of willows and birch trees top short rocky ledges. Calm water laps in the coves. And although it's Kodiak, for a moment there is a glimpse of Indonesia or some other tropical location. It's no wonder that Jeannie Shepherd knew she was home the first moment she saw it. She purchased the old saltery from Mary Jacobs and John Finley. Previous owners had been Al and Hazel Owen. As lovely as it was, though, there was a bit of a problem with her new home.
You know, everything was very rough. The tide used to come in my house. The big tides of the year would come in, and John and Mary, I do believe someone, maybe it wasn't them, they drilled holes in the floor to let the water out and put wine corks in them. Well, guess where the water comes in first, too? through the holes in the floor. Al and Hazel came over. They were living in Village Islands when I moved out here, and they came for Thanksgiving dinner one Thanksgiving, and they brought their slippers along, you know, so they put their slippers on, and just as the turkey was coming out of the oven, the tide started coming in, and so we picked up the rugs, and Hazel says, I think I'll put my boots back on now, and we all put our boots on, and there was four of us here for dinner, and Locke Finley had always carved me a little wooden boat every time he'd been here. So my windowsill had, I don't know, five little wooden boats on the windowsill. So we got the little wooden boats out and sailed them around on the living room floor after we picked the rugs up. And Hazel says, give me the mop. And I said, why don't we wait till the tide turns? And so we did, and then mopped the floor up and ate turkey dinner. And it couldn't have been more perfect company to do that with, because they used to live here. And not that the tide came in while they lived here. After the tidal wave is when the tide would come in. You know, if that was 64, did John and Mary live with the tide coming in the house for that long? Anyway, I guess maybe they did. But they were braver than me. But anyway, the house has been jacked up 3 feet in the meantime, and all new piling, and it doesn't come in anymore.
I neglected to mention that Jeannie's gardens are like a sanctuary for crows. I can't blame them, though. It's a pretty nice place to make a nest. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.